Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete.
Hey,
Can I start off with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2411.
Oh, excuse me, one second. 2411-3201. Mm-hmm.
0048-8181.
Give me one moment, please, while I pull this up for you. By the way, my name is Pete. I'll be helping you today. It's taking 1 second. A little bit slow, the computer. Alright, is this Roses Express, Inc.?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to ask you a quick question. I'm trying to open brand new small business in Virginia. And I just wanted to ask you, do you guys qualify, or how can I get qualified the loan to get the funds for that new business?
We do startups, but first, before I continue, I just need to confirm a couple pieces of info. excuse me, who am I speaking to today?
Rosa Valley.
And is Roses Express the DBA name as well?
Yes, but I'm trying to open a new business. It's not under Roses Express.
Okay. And is Roses a proprietorship or a corporation or an LLC?
Corporation.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner?
Yeah.
Can you say your name one more time for me, please?
Rosabel, R-O-S-A-B-E-L.
Okay, I couldn't understand. It's tough over the phone. Perfect. And the address for Roses Express is 8667 Cedar Grove School Loop Road, Nashville, North Carolina.
Yes, but it has been changed to 17400 South Greater Road.
Okay, so you changed the address a little bit. Okay, how long has Roses been in business, Roses Express?
5 years.
5 years. All right, Roosevelt, tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do with your new... You're opening up a different business?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I want to open, auto parts. For a big truck and a trailer.
You want to open up what?
Auto parts store.
Auto parts store.
For a big truck and a trailer. Okay.
And do you have any experience in this industry at all? What makes you want to venture into there? Okay.
Yeah, we did. That's why I start with the trucking business in the past.
That's what Roses Express is—a trucking business.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And when I run that business, of course I have to maintain and repair truck and the trailer all the time. So I know, truck business out there, they really need a part. Like mm-hmm. a new part, cheaper than the brand new.
Okay, so you're planning on selling used parts as well as brand new parts to accommodate some of your customers' needs.
Yes.
Okay, and how did you get into the trucking industry? I know you've been doing it for 5 years. Is it a family business or something you started on your own?
I started on my own by leasing on people authority. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I lease on people authority. I started, that time and up to now.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about what your plans are. So, do you have a location picked out at all?
Yes. I just bought the property in Virginia. Peterborough, Virginia. You have the building, very big building.
You got a big building there in Virginia?
Yes, that's the building that I supposed to maintain it and keep all the truck parts, you know, inside it.
Okay.
Then I will sell it either online or open, you know, in the pub.
So you're planning on doing a little bit of online as well as in-store brick and mortar retail? Okay, that's a good avenue to, it'll help you get more customers?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I'm writing notes down by hand, just takes a second. But so you have the building, it's already paid for, correct?
Yes.
Or you have a mortgage or rent? Are you mortgage or renting?
Actually mortgage. Lease to owner.
Okay.
Lease
to own?
Yes.
How much are you paying a month?
That's right now like about $1,600 per month.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Uh-huh. And so you have the building set up. What would you need? So you would obviously need some capital, right, to purchase your inventory to get started off the ground. Is there anything else that you need to have money for? Is there any other cost to open the business, or is it just inventory and you're ready?
The funds, you know, actually I apply for the government grant for small business for minority women. I already did, and you know, it takes like 30 days to 45 days to be approved. So during this time, you know, I'm trying to get invented toys first, you know, while I'm waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I need like a small fund, you know, while I'm waiting.
Because
right now, you know, I have a lot of items for inventory need to be set it up. So by the time, you know, I really get the big funds, then I get more coming.
Okay. So this loan would be more of like a bridge loan until the SBA one comes in. How much is the SBA loan going to be for? Have you don't have any numbers on that?
I apply like about 100,000. That it depends on them, you know, to qualify how much that I should get. So I have no idea.
So you have no, okay. Do you have inventory already, did you say? Or is this money that you need from us to purchase inventory?
I have a lot of inventory stuff in, you know, make a deal with that company. But I only need a capital to pay it off.
So you already have inventory?
Not paid off yet. I just finished making a deal with them.
Okay, so you have it in your possession, but you need to pay it off.
Yes.
How much inventory did you get? Capital amount. How much money do you need to pay the whole thing off? Are you looking to pay everything off right now?
I'm looking for like about 70,000.
And a working capital loan is based primarily on sales. What did you do in sales last year for Roses Express?
Roses Express is like a trucking business. It's not selling any stuff.
I know, but what did you do in revenue?
Trucking business, it's up and down all the time. Like last year, I make like about 300,000 something. This year, maybe less than that because no driver wants to drive, wants to stay out on the road in 2 weeks. So I kind of like, you know, slow, my business is slowed down right now. So when I'm, if it is slow down, the other business, you know, hopefully to keep it up better than trucking. So, but the trucking, I'm not going to completely, you know, out of it. I'm still hanging.
You're gonna keep that business open for a little bit? Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a name for your new, are you, so the way this works is we could probably, how many trucks do you have in the fleet for Roses Express that you own? How many do you own?
Five. Actually, I own 10, but I have five. Now, you know, I have only two.
Cool, I appreciate that, thank you.
So you have two trucks?
Yeah, right now, but I own 10 trucks.
You owned 10, but currently you own 2, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So I own 10 trucks, but currently have only 2 trucks on the road.
Oh, 2 trucks on the road.
Yes.
And the other ones are just sitting in a parking lot, or?
Yeah, it's still parked. While I'm working on hiring driver to put it back.
Do you do interstate or intrastate? Do you leave or?
Interstate.
48 state. Perfect. See, Rosabelle, what I think the best move would be is to run a business loan through Rose Express, the trucking business that you have, and just say you're starting to sell trucking equipment at a different location, because these loans are primarily based on sales and revenues. And it will just allow you to get a little bit more capital. It's unsecured, and we do about 10%, which would be around $30,000 for you. But if you collateralize some of your trucks that you own, we could free up a little bit more cash. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Collateral for the
truck? You put your truck up as collateral, and that way we can give you more money. If you don't want to do that, we could probably get you maybe 30 to 50 on the higher range.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? So if you need the 70...
I don't want collateral.
Would you like to still just try and apply and see as much as we can get you, or do you need 70?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just try... As large of a unsecured loan as possible. Have you ever had an unsecured working capital loan before?
No.
Do you have any loans on the business currently?
No.
Have you gone to your bank at all, Roosevelt? Is that something you normally do, or?
If I go to the bank tomorrow, no.
No. I'm saying, do you normally go to the bank for a loan? Have you reached out to them at all?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, you know, I think we should be able to help you out here. How is your credit looking like, though? Is it, you know, good, bad, in the middle?
500 something. Actually, you know, my credit score very high, but because the truck is broke down and you need to maintain in order to, obey the DOT regulation. So, yes, I fixing the truck, in the past. So I'm using credit card to pay it off. But I pay it off the credit card also. So right now, I don't owe anything, you know, to the credit card.
Okay. What's your return on investment? Say I got you, how much are you marking up the inventory for? If for every $10,000 worth of inventory, how much would you make on that profit?
If you give me $10,000 for that investment, then I might be thinking, 20,000.
So you can double your money?
I cannot put my money.
Really?
Yeah, because it's, you know, I know who need a pulse and what's the name of the company, you know, that they want me to they want to order from me, because most of the time we try to give it to them with the wholesale.
How do you get your inventory so
cheap?
How do you get your inventory so cheap? Do you buy in bulk, or do you have a special vendor?
We bought it from, you know, another company, which is a friend of mine, and because he's old now, he wants to close out the business. So, you know, that's why I get very cheap from him.
Okay, okay.
And some other company, you know, like, they slow down the business thing. They don't want to deal with the headache anymore, so they close it, like, close it some brand location, and that's why, you know, I get the connection with them, too.
Are you going to be able to keep this up? Because, I mean, it sounds like you're just getting a really good deal from people that are going out of business, but when there's no more of those, how long is this going to be able to be functional? Are you going to always be able to get these kind of deals, or is it something that, you know, the inventory is going to be gone eventually, and you won't be able to get a good deal anymore, and you won't have that 100% return on investment?
No, we get that all the time.
Okay, so it's a pretty common thing for you guys.
Yeah, because it's, I'm not dealing, you know, with that kind of relation, you know, but I'm also dealing with the auction.
Okay.
You know, I have cash on my hand, and I go to the auction, bid on it, and bring it back home, and, you know, put on online, or people walk in, so everything is really
good. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think you know, I have all the information I need to send out some documents for you. I need an application, and I need 6 months of bank statements from Rose Express. And I also need a tax return from Rose's Express. And also, Roosevelt, do you take credit cards for any of your parts or online, anything? Okay,
no.
good.
Nope.
Okay, so I'll just need those three
now,
things. I will include it in an email, though.
Yeah, as well as the Rose Rose Express trucking business, I don't keep money in the bank all the time. Because it's, you know, money in and out for the business.
Yeah.
So instead of I keep in the bank, I have to pay tax, blah, blah, blah. Why don't I use that money to invest it back to the business? So, like, you know, more profit. Buy more for maintenance, repair, equipment, or buy more trailer. Like today, you know, when I first got only one truck and one or two trailer, now I got like a 10 truck and 28 trailers.
Oh, wow. You have 28 trailers?
28 trailers. I'm most of the profit that I earn.
You put back into the business?
Put back to the business, and most of them go back to the equipment. Like, if I have extra money, I rather than buy equipment and put it there. I'm talking about the access, you know, more than capital that I keep in the bank.
Are those 28 trailers that you have, are they 48 foot, or, you know, how big are they?
53 foot long.
53 foot?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I have, like, 23 drive-in and 5 reefer trailers. And each of the trailer reefer is worth like about $30,000 more.
Okay.
It's 2,000. have before. So if you asking me, this is bank statement, it's very hard for me to get it that I can show the asset.
Well, we're going to need to take a look at it anyway, but I mean, what's the name of the new business that you're going to open up that's going to be the one that sells?
Hillbilly Truck Parts.
Hillbilly Truck Parts?
Yeah.
I like that name.
Yeah. Hillbilly Truck Parts is also... the name is based on people invest on the business to, you know, mandatory in business. So that's why it's coming from.
Where can I send an email with all the information I need, Roosevelt?
You can send it to my personal. Okay. Jojo Bean, JOJOB, like a Brian, EAN, 52 at yahoo.com.
Perfect. I'll send something over there in a few minutes. And when do you think you can gather all of that information? It's like a tax return, bank statements, and a one-page app. Maybe I'll circle back on later tomorrow or Friday.
Maybe Friday. Right now, I'm on the road, headed back to North Carolina, and make a deal with the people to buy the part right now, buy the cab part, and start the alternator part, or the big truck.
Okay.
So I might be back, you know, somewhere.
I'll call you Friday afternoon then.
Okay then, thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
Send it to me, yeah.
I will send that right now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Roosevelt. Bye-bye.